Blog Talk Radio.
You are in the mix with Ken, the DJ.
That made up.
Ken, the DJ. The DJ.
That made up. I ain't got no problem with what you do. But do me though. Yo. I like chains on top of my chains for real, but that's me though. I don't pop the Molly or cocaine, but that's me though. I'ma trust in God till I die for real, but that's me though. And when I leave the crib, yo, I'm fly for real, but that's me though. And I ride for all of my amigos. Million deep, now here we go. Long feels like we seagulls. Get them, say Billy Graham, no kilo. Miami Heat on my TiVo. Clarence Jones is my hero. Confidence is my stilo. And I never have to guess because he know. Yeah, he know. I'm an individual that was made by the hand of the Lord. Got this word of God as my sword. And I get to slice it when it get hard. No, sweetheart. Girl, you know I'm a mad man. And I see you don't care about my win, man. You like, come on, and nobody gon' see, though. Can't do it, baby girl, that's me, though. Roll with Kings and Vino. Yeah, boss of life, I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tebo. Trust in Jesus, that's me, though. My mom is good, it like Tilo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's me, though. Sometimes roll with Kings and Vino. Boss of life, I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tebo. Trust in Jesus, that's me, though. My mom is good, it like Tilo. You ain't gotta worry about me, that's me, though. Sometimes
been dropping bomb, been a star, yeah, that's me, though. Hit them all up, buy it all, yeah, that's me, though. Shooting long shots with the confidence of a free throw. Brain so big, you can call them a torpedo. Living life to the fullest, yeah, that's me, though. Got more moves than Michael Jackson and Tito. Hang with the kings and bones, yeah, that's me, though. I've been chosen on that one just like Neo. Send a prayer, thank you, Lord, yeah, that's me, though. And I'm standing on my own two like Flamingo. Don't like snakes, cause they slime, yeah, that's me, though. And they screaming out my name like it's bingo.
Roll with Kings and Vino. Lost it like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tebo. Trust in Jesus, that's me, though. My mama's good, it like Tilo. You ain't got to worry about me, that's me, though. Cause I roll with Kings and Vino. Lost it like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tebo. Trust in Jesus, that's me, though. My mama's good, it like Tilo. You ain't got to worry about me, that's me, though. Cause I
you ain't got to worry about me.
Lost it like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tebo. Trust in Jesus, that's me, though. My mom is good, it like Tilo. You ain't got to worry about me, that's me, though. Cause I roll with Kings and Vito. Lost it like I'm Nino. Pride kills like a cancer sitting in your body with no chemo. Nah, I'm nailing like Tebo. Trust in Jesus, that's me, though. My mom is good, it like Tilo. You ain't got to worry about me, that's me, though. Cause I
been chasing this paper. I usually would talk bad about them, but I'ma do something good for my haters. Word to my fam, God made me a better man than I am. At a young age, I had to hustle hard, I had to go get it. It's hard out here for a young black man. With God on my team, you know we gon' win. With God on my team, you know we gon' win. Nowadays, everybody got a heart full of sin, but you gotta keep the faith with the man up there. Believe what you say to the man up there. If you want it, you can get it from the man up there. Just pray every day to the man upstairs. 28 dial on my Jesus piece. So bright, I don't think you understand, oh my. You know I stay so fly. Praying every day, now the days go by. Got God in my lungs, I'ma stay so high. To the gates with my halo high. Yeah, but that's me though. Waves don't swim like Nemo. I'ma show love for my God every day from ATL
yeah,
to CT though.
Amen. Huh. I don't know what city I was in last, but I'm out here trying to make an impact. Impact. Pocket full of garden passes. Move fast, rhymes down, move fast, I divine. Who cares if I
off, it's depressing. Kicking it with dudes that they used to look up to. They still on that same stuff. What? I ain't had no role models. Now I gotta be one. I bought the lot of hip hop sold me. Man, I wanna refund. I feel like just the way I'm me. Feel me? Yeah, I've been changed. But I'm still me. What I am now, not what I will be. I'm trying to give life, but this could be the death of me. This could be the death of me. Just trying to give life, what I do for this could kill me. The death of me, this could be the death of me. Just trying to give life, what I do for this could kill me. Mama feel like she losing me. To this life status consuming me. I travel every weekend, even when I'm weak, man. You know what that do to me? Huh? Back pain, back pain. Sleeping on planes, I'm feeling like Bruce Wayne. Black out that night on that stage. Man, I need a back cage just to get away. Jesus retreated. Woo. To speak with his father, I know that I need it. My career been growing, but tell me where I'm going. If my time with God is depleted.
Nowhere.
God, I'm sorry, I mean it. All I wanna do is walk with you, but my priority's wrong. I talk about you more than I talk with you, One of my mentors taught me, whenever things get foggy, if you wanna grow in God, it's not complicated, it's just costly. Gotta spend that time, currency, over time, guess I learn to be, strong enough to admit I'm weak. To meet with God, all I need is me, yeah. 2014, about to be different. I think my favorite word will be no. Opportunities come and they go, but none of them is worth my dough. That's something that you can't afford, and got me thinking what's most important. I get kicks, watching grown men in line for some Jordans. Nowadays, time is fortune, but chasing fortune is all consuming. I feel like God's calling dudes, they just wanna play Call of Duty. This, that, Peter Pan, at the dinner table out in Neverland. Can't nobody see it but me and my boys, that's the way I won't keep it. I lost a couple friends to this new season. Jealousy and hate for a few reasons. Used to be down, now what's up? Dress everybody round when the fun's up. Yeah, got me feeling isolated. Yeah. Women wanna holler, I just tell them that I'm taking it. Even if I wasn't, I'd be slow, but they're taking it. I don't know if they love me or the money I'm making.
I don't know.
Ain't no way to really tell where somebody heart truly at. Bad girls coming at me looking good, showing off their body, that's a booby trap. Beard low, but I never let my guard down. Buddy, I ain't crazy. You ain't about to catch me slipping.
No.
Pull $1 million, baby.
No, no.
Me and Dre trying to eat good, cutting out the nonsense. On the road trying to give life, but I might lose mine in the process. I ain't had no role models, but now I gotta be one. I bought the lie hip hop told me, man, I want a refund. I feel like just the real me. Yeah, I've been changed, but I'm still me. What I am now, not what I will be.
And it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it. Through all the pain, through all the pain. They watch me crash and burn, let me to die.
Ken, the DJ,
it's not
the DJ.
Truth when I say I'm alive. A lot of people thought I'd run away. But I'm right here. But I'm stronger than I was before. Because I know that he got me. And I ain't worried about a single thing. Man, I do my best behind me. Alright. See, I made it through that storm. Even though I messed up and I fell down, I needed help, but he pulled me up. Now I'm standing here on high ground. Now I got faith, I'm on the clouds. There's no limits. I made it through what you talk about. When you see me now, I don't look like what I've been through. Only by his grace now I can say that I made it. Knocked me down, but I got up again. Yeah, I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night, I was a friend of day. And it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it.
Both sides of the family. Black sheep labeled, cause nobody wanted me. Tunnel vision and rejection is all I can see. Temporary adoption became the plan for me. But now I'm grown up, a full man. God showed me it was all a part of his plan. I'm grateful my mother didn't abort me. I guess you could say she ain't killed my dreams. I pushed all through the muck and miry clay. You can say I lived up to my last name. be deceived. Person you see now is not who I used to be. Full of anger, full of pain, and full of misery. The enemy tried to take me out, but now I
knock me down, but I got up again. Yeah. I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night out with a friend of day. And it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it. I remember praying, Father, am I qualified? Filling out some applications for a 9-to-5. Crying, dying at the bottom like the dotted line. Devil tried to kill me, but you know the rest, I'm alive. That's the bottom line. Just it wasn't my time to die. Mercy said no,
no, no, no, no.
Goodness was my entourage. Man, I know I ain't above the law. Grace that came and modified everything that I deserve. Just look at what I survived. Now that I'm on the other side, I'm at a loss. Everything I did is wiped off the catalog. I ain't got a right to brag, man. I'm not at all in the name of love, life, they in the wrong. I'm stealing all of what he did. And I wrote this song so that I will never forget. I got up again.
Me down, but I got up again. I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Oh no, no. Made it through the night out with the spread of day.
That's
and
so
it was
only
by his grace. Now I can say, I'm made it.
Hey yo, this is IBK, Spaceship Boy, and y'all tuned into
Angels of Melody Radio Show
with my girl, Angel on Deck. We international, baby.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, I hated to cut that mix. that mix is a good hour long, but I wanted to play a little of it just to get our blood to flowing and get us all, you know what I'm saying, ready. Because this definitely is a great show that you are tuned in now. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck here in Detroit. And we thank God for his many, many blessings. I'm telling you, that was mixes with different artists around the world, and that mix definitely was done by our brother Ken the DJ there in Kenya in Africa. And I'm telling you, I told him, I said, boy, you hooked it up. And he sent me that, I think the first time he sent me that, and I listened to it, I was like, uh-oh, because I play a lot of the African gospel hip-hop. And so I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So we want to give a shout-out to all of Africa. I'm telling you, there in Kenya, Nigeria, those in Uganda, those in Ghana, those in Cameroon, Malawi, you just name it, all over. Tanzania, we just want to say God bless you all. I'm telling you, I'm just excited. Those of you that's listening in Jamaica, in the Barbados, Trinidad, Tobago. We have people listening in Switzerland. I want to give my sister a shout out there, Nadine Rukazi. We want to say God bless you, sis. We love you. Also here in the States, in Detroit, those in Saginaw, what's up, Transparent the Band? To our brother Dante and our sister Sherelle and all of our family there in Saginaw, and also to our family in California, those in Chicago, those in St. Louis, those in the north, south, east, west, or down south, wherever you are tuned in at, those in Atlanta, we want to say God bless you. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. Those in Kansas City, God bless you everywhere. I'm just so grateful on what God is doing. I'm telling you, last night, I want to mention this. The system was down last night, and a lot of y'all saw that we were going to do our Quiet Storm Gospel Jazz Night with our brother Dante Dottery, and the system just, like, was down, y'all. I tried to do two shows last night. So as some of y'all probably saw the postings, we did the new time today for 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern time. That will be 9 p.m. Central time. I'm telling you, and so call in, tune in on tonight, because we have a great show with our brother Dante Dottery. Yes, I'm telling you, great jazz music. Y'all love some jazz. Tune in on tonight. I'm telling you, put your feet up, whatever. Turn the TV off, put your feet up, and just relax. If you're driving, just roll down the window and let your hair blow, or let the waves get the beaming in the wind. Whatever, whatever y'all got to do, do it on tonight. Tune in. But we thank God we have a great show right now. I'm telling you, we have a great show. Again, I got to give a shout out to the owners, the administrators, the CEO of the page called Tell Us Your Testimony 777. Yes, on Facebook, we have to give them a shout out because these great testimonies, a lot of these great testimonies that y'all been hearing for the past few weeks is because of that page. I'm going to share this real briefly, introduce our sister for this evening, and then we're going to hear a great, powerful show. But I have to give it up to that page to Tell Us Your Testimony. Y'all need to look it up on Facebook. It's thousands. When I say thousands, you would never, seriously, it just seemed like you would never, ever be able to finish reading because it's that many. It's like thousands. I think it's over like 7,000 members or something like that on there. And someone had it posted on my wall. Somebody was posting it up, and it was on my wall. And I looked at it, and I thought, wow, tell us your testimony. Let me see what this is about. And it just happened to be on a night that I wasn't doing nothing. I was just sitting back watching Kung Fu movies, and I thought, let me click on here. And I'm telling y'all, I'm not exaggerating. For 5 hours straight, do you hear me? Angel on deck, eyes was on swole because I was crying and praising God. Do y'all hear me? I was crying and praising God. It was so many testimonies on that page. I mean, you saw different nationalities of people sharing, being free from homosexuality, and now they're, you know, they're free from that. People was free from gang banging, you know, selling drugs, using drugs, being abusive, being abused. You know, people that was going through abusive, being battered. I'm talking about car wrecks. People didn't even look like they would be living. Motorcycle wrecks. People head open to the white meat, you know what I'm saying, so to speak. I mean, all kind of testimonies. People being free from witchcraft, gothic, you know, and oh my God, I'm telling you, it was just so much was going on that page. I was just like, wow, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it at all. And that's how we met our sister Esther. I thank God for Esther. I reached out, I read her testimony, and come to find out, I'm thinking I was going to send a request that was new, and it wasn't new. You know what I'm saying? We was already friends. It showed we was friends, and I didn't know how long we've been friends on the Facebook, but it showed that we was, and she never, you know, saw me on there, I guess. I never saw her. And but, you know, right now, you know, we're just grateful on what's happening right now for the connect. And when I read her testimony, I just inboxed her, you know what I'm saying, and told her who I was, and I wanted her to come on the show and, you know, testify about, you know, what's going on. And so a lot of y'all have been seeing me posting and posting and posting and posting. And we thank God for our sister. I'm telling you, I thank God for her. I really do. There in St. Louis. We thank God for our sister Esther, formerly known as Star Jones. You will hear the story behind the scenes, things in her life that she went through as an intern at the Nelly Incorporation, I'm telling you. And then she's going to be talking about her book that she has called The Force Behind the Stars. I am really excited. I know I read some of the testimony on that testimony page, but I'm going to tell you, she ain't told it all to me. And I thank God she didn't, because I said I want to be able to sit and let it be like brand new to me on the airwaves. So we just thank God for our sister, and we're going to be taking little breaks here and there, because, you know, and play a little music, a couple of songs or something like that, just to give her time to collect herself and breathe and give me time to breathe for a minute, you know, because how many know when you have testimonies, you just can't just talk all the way through. Is at some breaking point, you just stop for a minute, regroup, go back in it, share something else. And so we thank God. So I'm not going to further the thing, but what I want y'all to do, share on Facebook, please, that we are on live. The links are posted. Let the people know that they can call in, and also they can call in when she's done with her testimony. She is open to questions. She said she's open. Y'all can call and ask anything. So please post that up on your pages. Post it on mine. You can, if you're my friend, go on my page, because I ain't able to do everything at one time. But post up on my page, tag me in it or something, and let the people know that we are on live and that they can call 917-889-7095. And when she's done sharing her testimony, they can call in. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we ain't going to call your whole number, but we'll call the first three digits after your area code, and you ought to know your own number. And if you don't want to say nothing, then we'll know, because you ain't saying nothing. If we say hello, you on the air. But other than that, she is open to any question. So, and if y'all got my number, my personal number, then y'all can text me and say, well, sis, I'm online. Open me up so I can ask. You don't have to hesitate, you know, to do that, and you can ask her anything. But we just thank God for our sister. We thank God for her. And right now we're going to click her on so we can get this thing, as my cousin say, crack-a-lacking. We're going to get it on. And I'm telling you, y'all just sit back and be blessed by this great woman of God. And to all those all over listening in St. Louis, wherever you at, we just want to say God bless you. All right. Hey, sis, what's going on?
Hello. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you perfect.
I'm not good because I'm on the road. I'm on my way to Louisiana, so I'm just making sure if we do get a bad connection. But hello, Miss Angel. It's good to be here on this Friday evening. Hello, everybody listening worldwide. I heard you shout out Africa and Nigeria and Kenya, the whole nine, man. Trinidad. Hello, hello, hello. I'm here.
Yes. Well, I am thanking God for you, sis, being on with us. I'm really excited. And I'm telling you, I'm just full on today. It's just something how, like I was saying in the beginning, we were already friends on Facebook and didn't even know about each other. I'm like, what? How do that happen? I don't know. But We definitely thank God for you, sis, being on with us. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself, where you're calling from, and you can go ahead and get started sharing your testimony. And I know when you're ready for break, because I know, you know, we all know when it's time to break, because I hear you kind of, like, wrap it up for a second, and then we'll go to a song, and then we'll come back, and you can finish the rest or whatever. We'll do it like that.
Okay, so you said you want me to introduce myself, and then
You can go ahead and reintroduce yourself to everybody and go ahead and get started. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, my name, I was born Esther Jones, you know. They gave me at Dirty Entertainment, that's Nelly Brickley, but they gave me this name, that should go by Star. And they spelled it different and stuff like that. But Esther actually means star, so that is the definition of my name. But they was trying to let me be a star for them, you know. But anyway, I'm Esther. I'm here. Like she said, I do promotions, public relations in the music industry, the entertainment industry. I'm originally born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My mom dragged me down to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So after grade school and high school, I went back. I just left and went to St. Louis. So I claim all three of the cities. But right now, I'm on my way to Louisiana, just traveling. I'm doing work.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically, my testimony, you can just jump right in.
Go ahead, yes, go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Basically, I was born in a house that, you know, believe in the Lord Jesus, and my mom, she's a minister of the gospel. You know, I grew up with Shirley Caesar, you know, playing nothing but TVN. She called everything that one talking about Jesus secular music, you know what I mean? So, That's my background. At 4 years old, I accepted the Lord Jesus just upon this TV when Evangelist Benny Hinn. And so I accepted him at a young age. But by the time I got about 12 teenage years, and then just through my life, just looking at the church, I was like, man, church is boring, you know? We all have fun.
Yeah.
I was like, I always been a fun person, wanted to like go out and be just outgoing. And so I was like, boring life, you know? I was like, I'm trying to get out and party, like, I'm too young to serve the Lord, so at about my high school age when I really started partying, then after I got 18, I seen this rapper on TV, and it was like, you know, he was about to sing with Mark, then he's going down, maybe in a Range Rover, and I was like, oh, that's what's up. But I was like, I'm going to St. Louis. I took the Greyhound, like me and my friend, we got to the Greyhound. I didn't know nobody in St. Louis. It was like it was coming down, heavy snow, it was the middle of December. I had six Greyhound with six luggages and just left. Like, I'm going to Barry now, and I'm going to go work for him. You know, because I had a crush on him. I was like,
Yeah.
And after that, I mean, literally, the Bible said we have what we say. I spoke that word into existence, and, you know, it's two camps that can that ride on our words, the spiritual camp or the demonic camp. So they were like, oh, you want
that's
Nelly?
Right.
We're going to get you Nelly. And all that you told me, you know what I mean? I had no idea what I was asking for. But then I got a text
wow.
with his auntie. She hooked us up, gave some free tickets to get in the event. So we were like VIP, you know, we got in. We got to, like, sit with the family. We was right there with his mom, his grandma, his uncle. I mean, everybody. I was like, whoa, this is deep. So then, you know, I got to talk. We went to another Apple Bottom party, just a party that he had. And I called down there. I was like, I'm trying to work for, you know, I'm trying to work for y'all. That's like, come in for an interview. I did about two interviews, and that was the wrap. You know, I was in there working for him. So I did that for about, as an intern, I started, like, the Nelly Inc. Incorporated. And I was only 18, y'all. So, you know, I was only 18. So I was way in over my head. But after that, you know, just I got caught up in just that partying lifestyle, you know, and that whole, I just want to kick it, just having fun. Fun, that's all I wanted to do is have fun. And just the money was coming in. And once I got a taste of that fast money, that fast life, it was going to the club, strip club every day. Every, like, it wasn't no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like Monday a concert, Tuesday a party, you know. Wednesday, everybody at the casino. Thursday, everybody having a party in New York. Friday, something going on in L.A. So it's just that fast life with that fast money, you know? So that's what I got caught in. And that's kind of like, that's that greed and lust and everything that the world offers us. You know what I mean? And I just I started, like, smoking weed every day. I had to have weed to get up, weed to go to sleep. You know, it was like I was just getting caught up in the whole nine of all of it. So basically, you know, we'll talk about that later. I'm sure you got questions. But then I finally got a wake-up call. Hurricane Katrina hit. I went down with Joyce Meyer Ministries to help. And I didn't have nothing to offer people. You know, I was like, man, they need peace. You know, they don't need money. And I didn't have that peace no more. I was like, ain't nothing I can give you. You know what I mean? I was like, I can tell you about I'm tormenting myself. You know, I can't sleep at night either, just like you. You know, so it was really a wake-up call because I had nothing to give them. You know what I mean? Even though I was on that trip, I was like, I'm not living the life, you know, so I don't got no joy for you. You know, all I know is fun and, you know, thrills, like we got to live moment to moment, you know what I mean? So then after that, it was about 2 years later when I really made the decision. Like 2008, I had a friend that was in Miami. She was working at a club and did promotion down there. She was like, when I come down there to move, it helped her. And I was like, cool. So I was on my way to Miami, and the Lord, I mean, the Holy Spirit basically was an intervention because I stopped in Oklahoma to see my mom, and ever since then, I had, I didn't leave Oklahoma. I mean, I never made it to Miami, basically, because basically he just interrupted my life and was like, you know, was it proper for man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Like, everybody kept saying it. Just everybody that I met, and I was like, damn, I'm straight losing my soul. Like, I had so many soul ties, I didn't even look the same. You know what I mean? I was like, dark skin, and I'm bright. And, you know, my lips black. Like, I was just wilding out. Like, I wouldn't eat for a certain time. Couldn't sleep for real without medication or weed. And so I was like, what am I doing? And so that's finally kind of like where the stuff started breaking off of me. And I went to Spirit and Truth, a church called Spirit and Truth. And so her name is Pastor Brenda Todd. She's known all over. Her and her husband really took me under their wing. And so I had that front covering and accountability, you know. Still got it. She still be on my tail all the time. And so, you know, eventually it started to, like, just shed that old life, the old mindset that I was, you know, I ruled the world. I was all snobby. You know, I didn't want nobody unless they had money or in a Benz. You couldn't talk to me. You know, just that whole the love of the world and that pride of life. You know what I mean? How we could just be in the exclusive groups and just think that you are that. So that just started shedding off, and I started getting just humble myself before the Lord and just, you know, allowed him to do what he wanted to do. So, and then that's the wrap. That's about it. You know, that's how I came to, now I do promotions for people that's talking about something they need, people that speak in life, like the music you just played, you know, people that speak in life through the airways, you know, like we need stuff that encourage people to keep living, people dealing with suicide. So that's what I'm about now. It's promoting people that's doing something, like good businesses, you know. Because my money ain't good money, so I really didn't understand
that's
that
true.
At the time. Yes, ma'am.
That's true. That's true. Wow. I'm telling you, that's deep right there. Now, that was deep, you know, to be able to have, like you said, money. You had all the money. You had this and had that, but no peace. my God. And the only way that you could go to sleep, you said, was the smoke. You know, I know, I feel you, sister, on that, because I know how it feels to not have peace. You know, before I came to Christ, you know, like you were saying, how you was raised up in a house where it was about Jesus, and that's how it was with me, my dad being a preacher. You know, I was raised up like that, but I felt, we sounded like twins when you said, when you got a certain age and said, this is boring. That's what I said. Church is boring. I will deal with this when I get in my old age. That's what I thought. It's about having fun. When I had got to the age where I got on my own, because as long as we was in dad's house, you had to go to church. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no, we couldn't go. You can come up if you want saying, oh, I got a headache, my stomach hurt. My dad would say, Jesus will heal you when you get there. Get dressed and let's go. And so, you know what I'm saying? So we couldn't fake that. So it's just something hearing you say all of that, because I remember myself not having peace, and I was an alcoholic. You know, I had to drink myself to sleep, you know what I'm saying, till I got tired. Yeah, because if I laid there, it was just a wrap. You know, my mind was always on money. What's going on? What can we do to get money? And I felt you on that. I couldn't deal with nobody unless they was talking about that bread. If you ain't talking about making that bread, yeah, we ain't got nothing to talk about. If you coming with me with some nickels, hey, you got to go. And so that's just how it was. And I just thank God, you know, for you, sis. You know, the word of God do let us know, and that's my favorite thing, when he said, whom he loveth, he chasteth. And it's just something, you know, how he loves us, you know, unconditionally. So, like, in this thing that you were doing, like, behind the scenes working for Nelly, how did you end up stopping? I mean, what did you do? Did you just say, well, you know, I'm done with this. Y'all, I'm out of here, Nelly. I'm just done. How did that happen?
I mean, honestly, and that's in the book, too, you know, my book, The First Time, sorry, but I didn't tell nobody nothing. It's kind of like I went, honestly, like, for real, real talk, I just visited some people, like, at the beginning of this year in St. Louis that's associated with Chingy. And I was like, they was like, I ain't seen Star in, like, 10 years, you know? It's basically like I just did. Like, you know, somebody go into protective custody. I ain't telling nobody nothing. And then I changed my number. I was like, and I'm ripping up all y'all numbers. I'm deleting all y'all numbers. Y'all can't cut. And
wow.
I deleted my, you know, back then, my space was popping. I deleted my space. I deleted everything. So, yeah, that's how I quit. There ain't a
wow.
He don't know what happened. That's why I wrote that book. Now he don't know what happened, you know? We didn't.
Yeah. Wow, that's something. I'm telling you, to walk away like that and say, you know what, I am tired of this. I know that it's got to be something else better. Girl, that's a testimony. I'm telling you, that is a, some people, honey, will die in that industry. You know what I'm saying? The Lord could be calling and they just still just keep on and be on and on. And I mean, they just get so caught up to some of them just end up leaving here. Wow, that's deep. That's really deep. Now, like, have you ever felt like, even in going through all of that, because I know you hear a lot of artists that are in the industry or even movie actors, you hear a lot of them talk about the spirit of suicide was on them. Did you end up facing anything like that?
You said suicide?
Yeah, like suicide. Did you ever go through anything like that? Because a lot of people say they went through.
Yes, I definitely am. Both suicide and murder, just fear the death, period. Like, I would I would have days where I'm just so angry, I want to kill somebody. You know, and I'm listening to Lil Boosie, like, you know, I'm listening to songs that feed that intensity to kill. And then, or even some days I'd be so low, like, let's say if I just lost some money, because a lot of times you have to be, I used to be paranoid because we had got robbed a lot. And when you with some celebrities, people be robbing you. Like, my first night in St. Louis, the security guard trying to rob us, you know?
Oh, like, wow.
Whoa. I was on the stage with Mark, and I guess they thought that, you know, we all had money. I was like, dang, the security guard at the club going to try to rob me. So, it's basically, I had to keep a clear mind because you got killers and sharks all around you. You know what I mean? I was like,
yes.
Man. So, either, but on the night that I didn't make no money or the night that, you know, maybe like one of the dudes or it would just get real, like the hate, or you know how people get beef in the industry, whatever, that would get real.
Yes.
I was just like, dang, I'm just ready to die. This all is crazy. You know, I never actually tried suicide, but it would be there, like, whispering in my ear, just, man, it ain't, this life ain't about nothing. You might as well just go on, you know? So.
Wow.
It's fair, but the answer is yes. We dealt with that heavy, 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 heavy. Everybody do, from Lil Wayne to all of them. You know, you get deep in depression, so.
Mm, that's deep. You know that's deep. Yeah, I know a lot of people that, you know, in the industry do talk about that, how they were faced with suicidal thoughts, and, you know, some of them even tried to kill themselves and said they took pills and was drinking and
yeah.
thought they was going to sleep on and just woke up sick. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's really deep. I'm telling you, this is really definitely a powerful testimony right here to share, because like I said, so many people don't even get out. They just keep on and get so caught up to the enemy, just they just so lost, and they end up, their soul is gone, you know. And so but we just thank God for you, sister, how you just made a stand and just walk away and just got rid of the contacts and was like, I'm done with this, and humbled yourself before the Lord. You know, that's so awesome. And do you know, even in God, honey, you will be living bigger than what you did then. You ain't seen nothing yet. You really haven't seen nothing yet. I believe that when a person walk away from that type of lifestyle, God gives even double and triple, you know, in him. And so I just bless the name of God, you know, for you. What we're going to do, sister, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to open up these phone lines. I've been letting the people know that, you know, to call in. You know, those that are listening in, you can call in at 917-889-7095. And if you need to ask our sister any question, she is open. So you can get the phone lines going. So what we're going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, sister. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about your book, The Force Behind the Stars. Is that all right?
Let's do it.
All right. All right. We'll be back. All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. Our sister giving her testimony, how she just walked away from all of that she had went through. And we thank God, knowing that it's him that had, he had his hands of protection around her. And also he knew already that she was going to be who she is today. I'm telling you, that's something, what we do in the past. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad or whatever it is, but God knows what we're going to be in the future. That's something. So we just thank God. We want y'all to keep it locked right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. We're going to go to a great song by our sister, our brother there in Kenya, Maluta, giving him a shout out with a song called Have Mercy, and we will be right back.
You know I do it cause I'm ready. Cause every time I'm on it, man, you know we rockin' steady. My trials and tribulation got me trippin' like I'm losing it. Living's like a drug, I don't like it, but I'm using it. Still I wanna blow, it's a show and then I go. Man, I'm hating what I'm doing cause I do it on the low. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, putting Jesus on the flow. Every day I gotta pray, so my knees be on the flow. Boy, I'm steady rapping like God flow. Beating demons like I bow. What you thinking he died for? My God is king and he raised, bro. We gon' weave it, gon' kill it, till the truth, they gon' feel it. On his word, we go realer. The things we think, we go iller. Days are dark, I feel blue. What a brother gon' do? But on my face, I stay true. We doing stuff they couldn't do, We stay winning, they stay in it, we go realer. I sell hope, they sell coke, no dope dealer. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me.
Grind for a minute, and I guess it done forgotten. I'm alive and new, I owe it to God, I beg your pardon. Never thought that I could make it, but now I'm living my dream. But is it worth it, all this glory, and without you on the scene? My life is elevated, my music is celebrated, and it's only right that I say it's cause of you that I done made it. So picture me rolling in that Mercedes over last. This ain't me bragging, this is me stating that I am blessed. Man, I came out from that dirt, now I'm putting in work. I've been through the worst, you can feel the pain of my voice when I can't recall back in them old days. Deep shows for no pay, right now I'm okay. From Eastlands, not Arrow Bay. What up, Maluda? We flexing, man. Can I get a witness? Not only talking to fans, but everyone who listening. And this a message, and like a pastor, I'm a preacher. Okay, with a trend, we legendary. And on this press, we never sleep. What up?
Yeah. Thank you, God, for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for second chances. And above all, thank you for dying on the cross.
Whoa. Have mercy on the rest of you. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on the rest of you. Lord, I pray that you remember me. And you know I'm repping what I know. You know I'm talking Jesus everywhere I go. Got this rapping thing up on a figure four. This world is like a jungle, got me feeling cold. But I'm still up on my grind, fighting issues in my mind. Persecution all the time. Every day I gotta hustle, cause it's taking up my time. And my bills are piling up, don't know if they will decline. So I stay rooted, stay reading. While my 60 stay winning. Quit on crap, you daydreaming. Videos me from beginning. I be going hard, I don't care what people be feeling. I be rapping Christ, I don't care what people be feeling. No sack, I don't own that. I'm tripping, I blow that. Track killing, soul winning. Bro, you know we own that, We stay winning, they stay in it, we gorilla. I sell hope, they sell coke, no dope dealer. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me.
All right, that was Have Mercy by our brother there in Kenya, Maluda. Yes, Maluda, featuring Calligraph. I'm telling you, in Have Mercy. Awesome song, y'all. Awesome. It's hot. Now we're going to go into back to our sister, Esther Jones, formerly known as Star Jones, live right here on the Angels of Melody with your girl, Miss Angel on deck. Yes, we're going to tune her in right now, get her back on. All right, sis, I'm telling you, it's really great going on. Now, you saying you on the road right now on your way to Louisiana. How can I be down with you texting me some of that gumbo there?
Man, that's the first thing I'm getting.
See, I'm mad now. Oh, yeah, see, y'all teasing me. Nah, that's not right to do Miss Angel like that. That's all right.
I'm trying to say you some, Miss Angel, you know.
Wow, I thank God for you, sister. Now, you were saying, continuing on, you were talking about a book. I said, wow, I can't wait to read this book called The Force Behind the Stars. Talk a little bit. Talk about that book a little bit. What's I know you don't have to tell us everything, but just talk about a little bit of it. What is it about?
Okay. Basically, the book is about, man, it's your behind-the-scenes ass in the music industry. I had to go into detail about being in the backstage, you know, with Snoop, like smoking weed with him, like being in the backstage with Usher and beating Nas and beating all these people, like, in person, you know? And then getting into the industry, like I tell what happens at the hotel, like what really goes on after the stop. You know what I mean? Like I just get the rundown of how what really be going on in the industry. So like you see, like all access, it's your for real all access pass. So yep.
Now, you were saying you used to be in the backstage smoking weed with Snoop. Girl, did you go in a coma? Because I heard he do some smoking.
Now, let me say, Angel, honestly, when I'm at Snoop in the green room, I didn't even have to smoke. They cushed me so strong, I was just sitting there and I got a buzz. I was like, Lord Jesus, I'm seeing stars.
Oh, my God.
In the third heaven, like, where are we?
Oh, you said the third heaven.
It got real up in there. But, you know, it's all spiritual. Like, they be getting high, just like we be getting high in the Holy Spirit. They be getting high, too. Yeah. I be like, whoa. So, yeah, I have basically all my stories. You know what I mean?
Wow, I'm telling you. So is the book out now? Is it you have to order online? How do they get a copy of the book?
Okay, how to get it? It's actually, it is out now. You can even either order online or it's going to be in Amazon, which is about next week, because my publisher, she's working on it right now to get it on Amazon. And I'm working on trying to get a deal with Barnes & Noble. So it'll be everywhere within the next month or two because it's about to, you know, go viral once, you know, Nelly and Abreeda, everybody's going to be talking about it there. But right now,
well,
you need to order from me.
Yeah.
You can order from me. Or you can do the order, like, for my Facebook page. You can, like, put in an order. It's $26 for all copies, and I can send it out to you, everything, you know, to get it in your hands. So, but it is available now. Like, today, I'm getting about 1,000 to 5,000 printed up so I can get it out to these and some of these release parties that I'm having coming up this year.
Okay. All right. I definitely need me a book. I got to have me a book so I can. I probably been and read the whole book in one day.
Right.
So things get good like that. I told you I was on that tell us your testimony for 5 hours. So I done read a lot of testimony, you know, up in there. So just imagine what I would do with a book.
Right.
So, yeah, so I definitely got to get the book. And I want to encourage everybody else to get a book and everything so, you know, they can read and everything. And I definitely will help you promote that for the people to get a book. I'm quite sure a lot of people that's listening in right now all over the world is probably saying, yeah, I want to get that book called The Force Behind the Thought. The name of it even is awesome. You know, it makes you want to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or read it. The Force Behind the Stars. So, yeah, I thank God for that. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited, sister, what God is doing and how he is moving by his spirit, you know, in your life. Now, in saying in the things that you were doing and everything, with people listening in all over the world, because there's a lot of people that's listening in all over the world, and some of them may be in the game, you know, with the behind the stage and all of that and living that life and don't know how to get out. Maybe their soul is crying out. You know, man, I'm tired of smoking this weed. I'm tired of drinking this drink. I'm tired of sleeping up with all these folks and hanging late at night. And it just looked like my life is just a party. I want to just get out of this thing because I'm just drained. And they feel like they can't get out, that their back is up against the wall. What would you say to these people that's listening in, that's going through these issues?
I would tell them that I basically, even in the front page of my book, The Force Behind the Stars, I dedicated this to them. I was like, anybody that I used to know, anybody that, you know, maybe you're a promoter, a DJ, club owner, stripper, prostitute, pimp, a rapper, a singer, backup singer, you know, you might just do the life. You know, I don't know what you do, but if you're in the entertainment industry, then you're going to understand the pull, you know, the entertainment industry, the pull that it has on you, the drain that it has on you. Like, our work schedule is not 9 to 5. It's like 24 hours a day people can call you, you know? So I understand the depression when you're not getting the money. I understand contracts, people not paying you. You want to, you know, you want to kill them. I understand how it all goes, like the behind the scenes of even with the rappers. Like, it's not about, you know, when they have rap beats and all that stuff, you got to protect your family. Like, even I always reach out to Lil Boosie them. And, you know, Lil Wayne and just the people that I used to, like, be around, or my, you know, my entourage knew them. Like, I would, like, we hear about y'all, like, having to take pills and passing out in the back of the club because you just, like, on a whole different level. Or your homeboy just got killed in front of you. Like, even with T.I., his bodyguard got killed. He went through a deep, deep thing of depression. You know what I mean? They'll be going through stuff, but they have nobody to tell. They have nobody to talk to. So there is a way out. You know, Jesus is the way out. And then I wrote the book for them. I wrote the book to say, you know, you get at me. I'm Esther Jones. Get at me on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. You know, you log me in, and I can help you. Like, I can, you can inbox me. I can, like, lead you to people who can basically counsel you, even while you're in that, until we can walk you through, like, getting out that path. So, because I got off successful. You know, I did lose my mind. I went to the mental institution. So I know where that life can drive you, but I'm saying, even like when people say we make blood covenants and we can't get out with the Illuminati, all that's garbage. Like, if you give your life to Jesus, the Lord can get you out the Illuminati, the Masons, and everything else.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? Even if you sign the blood contract, the Lord will tear that thing up in the spirit. You know what I mean? Like,
I know that's right.
Freak, DJ Quick, you can get out. Y'all all coming out. So
I know that's right.
Like,
yes.
So, like,
you're right.
Say, know, it's best to deliver it. I'm still working on my process, but it's best. You can open, once you open that door to Jesus, he got you with all his angels. He's going to bring Michael and everybody. Let's go get him, y'all. They're going out. You know what I mean? So it's a
hallelujah. Girl, you got me over here amped up. Nah, for real. You said something that got me so amped over here, I feel like I can go through a wall. I'm serious. You said something just now that hit me right then and there. Because a lot of the enemy, you know what I'm saying? The enemy, you know, sometimes I tell my dad, I said, you know, one time I told my dad this, and he looked at me like, you know, you need some help. Like, you know, you really right. into some drama throwing up. But I said it literally like, you know, for real. I said, you know what? I wish that we can see the devil. I said, face to face. I wish is the way right. we're fighting in the spirit. But I said, I right. wish it could be in the natural. Because if it was the natural, I said, honey, I would get me some kind of saw or whatever it would be. And I said, and I would carve out his throat. Do you hear me? He wouldn't right. even be able to talk no more when I got through, because his mouth runs so much. He got these people thinking that they in this Illuminati. I done sold my soul to Satan. And this and that, like they can't get out. But you said something. You said, Jesus, if you call on him, he will That's get right. you out. I try to tell That's people, right. how I looked at, I'm going to tell you what made me come into salvation. And I'm saying this because of what you said goes with it, sis. But when I first, even though I was raised up in the church and everything, you know, with my parents and all that, I believed in God. But I didn't really believe in this being saved. Salvation, you know, he would change you. I didn't believe that. You see what I'm saying? Even when they were speaking tongues, I thought I was in a family of witches, witchcraft, and all that old deep demonic, because I didn't understand. But then when I came into the knowledge of it, you know what I'm saying, I never believed that the Lord can change you, that, you know, he can change you from this and change you from that. And, you know, even coming up being an alcoholic and hanging around gangbangers, that's all I did, dope men and gangbangers, men that had money. I wasn't dealing with no standing on the corner selling no rocks. No, you had a business. You was traveling in and out of town. That's what I was dealing with. And like you were saying, some people feel like they're so gone because the enemy is talking to them like that. But how I came to Christ was this. I love mafia movies. I used to love hood movies and mafia movies, shoot 'em down movies and killing and all. I used to love that kind of stuff. But what made me come to think about Christ in this way that made me want to stay loyal to him? This is what I'm saying, y'all. This is deep. Listen to this. To all those that's listening in right now, what made me really go deep and never wanted to come out, I even asked God, Lord, put a hook in me. Put a 14, 24, 30, whatever kind of hook in me that it will not, I will not pull away. I don't want to go back. Because how I looked at him was the Godfather. The Godfather in the mafia movies. When you look at the mafia, when you look at the mafia, what happens? When they're walking the streets, different ones have walked the streets, they pull, they don't have nothing. But what happens? The Godfather sees them, right? Broke, ain't got nothing. But he see them, clean them up, dress them up, give them money, and what he told them to do? You got to do this and you got to do that. You have an assignment. So he took care of you. He took care of you, right? He done did all of this and did all of this. You done got cars. He took care of your family, your children. Even when hits wanted to come that way, he got it in for you. You see what I'm saying? And all that that Godfather asked was what? Do what I say. You done signed the contract. Now you got to do what I say, and if you don't do what I say, what happens? Destruction happens. You be out of here. Your family be out of here. That's just the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? And that thing, that stuff is real even out here now, even with gangs and different associations. It's like that. But listen, I thought about God being like that, Esther. I thought about God. That's what made me want to serve him, because I said, look, I was laying in my blood, stinking. That means sin. Stinking in my blood, drinking like a fish. You know what I'm saying? Lungs almost collapsing because I was smoking all that weed and smoking three packs of Newport 100s a day, smoking it to the line, past the butt pop, smoking it to the line, and drinking and drinking, sun up and sun down. Didn't know the weekend from the weekday, because every day was a party. My house stayed packed with men and different ones, and we just playing cards and listening to 3-6 Mafia and all these three different people, and you know you want to go on the killing spree and people getting shot up and all kind of stuff. And I thought about what you said, Esther. It goes with what you're saying. When I looked at God, I looked at him being that Godfather. Do you hear me? I looked at him being that Godfather. I said, I was laying in my blood. I could have died and went to hell. No matter what I did, and there were some things that happened since that, I could have went to prison, could have been dead. But God kept me. Many of my fellas in the hood got murdered and killed around me. But I still yet was standing, and it was for a reason. I could have been too dead. Been in a bar where it got shot up, and God made an escape for me to run out. Do you hear me? And so in that, what I'm saying, I looked at him being a Godfather to me. Somebody going to be free right now when I say this. I looked at it like that because I felt like I was in pollution of my blood, but God cleaned me up. He put me on the right road. He blessed me. It was things that I was going through. God delivered me from it. It was other issues that I had. He freed me of that hatred spirit, that killing spirit. I know what you're talking about. When you had to, I should have been in the crazy house because many days I tried to commit suicide and hearing voices that wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? Drinking and wanting to kill myself. And a voice would speak to me and say, I love you, don't do it. And I would look around and ain't nobody there, and I thought I was going crazy. And after that, he began to pick me up and bless me. And who would have known that I'd be doing what I'm doing today? I never thought I would be doing what I'm doing today. But I thank God, and I'm saying that to say this. When he cleaned you up, we owe him. We owe him our total yes. We owe him our being because he has died on the cross for our sins. And to me, that's how I looked at it, like the Mafia. Because I said, you know good well, that Godfather, whoever you banging with or in the hood or whatever, yeah, they may ride for you, but they ain't gonna die on no cross for your sins. They, if a human being had to do it, believe me, they ain't loving you that much that they gonna die on the cross. And some of y'all ought to know when you was in prison. Some of y'all ain't even, nobody haven't even wrote you. But they said, you my boy, you my girl, oh, I got you. And some of y'all took the rap, whether it was murder, drugs, whatever it was, but you went down because you had that real love. But some people wouldn't ride for you. Some people don't think like you. But what I'm saying is I looked at this thing, just like our sister said, if you in the Illuminati, you can come out in Jesus' name. All you got to, don't let that devil bully you and have you feel like you can't live this thing, that you done sold your soul. I don't care if you sat down and said 1,000 times, devil, take over me. Take over me. I don't care what kind of prayer you done said and spoken, whatever demonic language or whatever you done, and feel like, oh, I'm sitting on top of the waters. I am Satan. I'm part of Satan's camp. I don't care.
Right.
All you got to say, Jesus, and he will flee in Jesus' name. All you got to do is pray and ask God to help me, and he will help you. Look at our sister. She got out of that. Some people can't give a testimony and say they got to live in that kind of life. Some people have drank and took pills and never woke up. Some people got murdered and don't even know how they died. They just found a person body dead and can't tell you what happened. So I'm agreeing with you, sister. I had to share that because that is the truth. Because the enemy has gotten these people scared, thinking that they cannot change. But the devil is a liar. They can change. And it's going to take Esther, you, it's going to take me and some other people that will take a stand, hallelujah, that will go into this world where these big-time people is living a life of whatever it is that's not right unto God, to say, Jesus saved, I've been a part of the gang. I've been a part of the selling dope. I know what it is to be shaking it up on the pole at night and not being happy, trying to get money because you needed money. You know what this is. You know what I'm saying? But we're here to say you can come out of this. And I'm going to tell you something. It's something because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of these people, sis, that you was around have great ministries. Do you know that? They're great soldiers.
Yeah.
They're great soldiers. And I want to say right now, those of you that is banking, you know what I'm saying? You got your sets. You're claiming your territory. Let me tell you something. You can still gangbang. But gang bang against that devil. You can still be a G. Be a general in God's army. That's what's being a G about. And let me tell you something. Your word is better than the word of God. And prayer is better than an AK and anything else. Let me tell you something.
Right.
And y'all is called forth, and I stand in agreement with my sister that you are called forth to take a stand and say, I'm done with this life. And I guarantee you when you do it, watch God move. Watch God move. You may lose some little fame from the fans. So what? God is going to replace so many love y'all so much that they will follow. You can sit here and say, I'm finna run into a dead end, and some people love you so much they'll just go to that dead end. So we here to say that you can change. That's something, sis. You done got me amped up over here right now. You really got me amped up because the devil is selling that lie. That's a big lie out here in the industry, in the circular world, that I can't change because I'm so far gone. There's no such thing as being so far gone. You can come. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's just something, sis. We're going to go to another song, sis, and I'm going to let you come in and wrap it up with some words of encouragement. And then after that, we're going to pray. And for those that are listening in, and then we're going to go ahead and let you continue going because I know you are on the road and everything, but I'm going to put you on. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, sis, so you can wrap it up, all right?
Okay, no problem.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, our sister done got me so amped up, my God, over here. Let me tell you, I can't stand when the enemy try to tell people what they can't get out of. You can't be free. He told me I was going to die because if I stopped drinking. He told me that. You stop drinking, you're going to be shaking and stuff. Let me tell you something. I didn't have a shake, and I didn't have to go eating like crazy to pick up weight. I just stopped and said, Lord, help me. If you are the God that my parents talk about, that you are deliverer, deliver me from this alcohol. And the Lord spoke to me instantly, and he said, I can free you if you want to be free. But you got to come from around that stuff, but I can save you from it if you want to be saved. And that's the thing. And so I'm telling you, we're going to go to this song to our brother over there in Ohio, Reverend Sconey, in 15 years. And we're going to come right back.
My Redeemer lives. Christ Jesus the Messiah, full of grace and love. He conquered the world and defeated the devil, the grave, sickness, disease, and death. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. Like Christ Jesus, I'm the one that was sent, not the one that went to get the job done. Like Christ, I'm the anointed one. The Holy Spirit anointed me, and the devil knew it. When I took my mama's faith, then I added gangster to it. They can say what they want to say, they don't know the cost. But the devil knows Jesus Christ is the realest gangster that ever walked for 15 years. God hit me fast in the prayer at the foot of that old rugged cross. Now I'm finally here, anointed by the Holy Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, since I've been set free from all sins, to temptations of reality and pride, I never bow down to again. I constantly flee in my heart, I perceive how the world attempts to prevent me from spreading light to the dark by keeping religion and tradition in the people's heart. Those with gangster faith understand the whole world is Noah's Ark. That's why you find me spreading the gospel in every club, every hood, and every bar, right or wrong. Although I'm despised by few, I'ma stand strong. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I'm a big fat problem like American obesity. Since my new birth in Christ, they recognize my divine identity. It's strictly gangster faith, and yes, even death believe, cause death see my sacred face. Revelation 1:18, I rest my case until I breathe my last breath. I tell the whole world about my Redeemer, who defeated death as quiet as a kelp before we ever knew ourselves. In his soul, Jesus loved us before we was ever conceived inside our mother's womb. And you can take that to the bank, little homie. In his life, one of them be without Christ, little homie. That's why I stay far from fakes and phonies. As earth is to a star, you can ask Killer Tony. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, Tony.
with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the spirit. They never pay me like a stretch off lottery ticket. See me in the club and expect me to kick it. Hit me up in a couple of hours. It's best not to be born at all, to be born a coward. Gates of faith can't be bought. Although I'm saved by grace, my last name's still Howard. My love for my faith is complete without questions. Like Christ, I'm affiliated with sinners and gangsters. Anybody else? I'm up in the club or in the hood supplying spiritual CPR until I rest in peace. Like a real disciple Christ would. Giving life to Christ that would never motion cease. So when they bury me, plant two turntables at my feet, so I can rock death and hell and raise the dead from the sleep. I represent the glory of the cross. For 15 years, I walk according to the spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I can say never. I can say never again. With blood be shed for sin to God, man, Jesus Christ, my Redeemer live. Through him, sin is crucified. My soul at home because my Redeemer heaven sits high. He conquered death, sin in the grave, and he's still alive. And he promised me victory over death. So my most joyous moment is when I die and I breathe my last and final breath. Until I fly, until I shed my last tears, I'ma walk according to the spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. Only the fakes and cardboard cutouts gonna hate on me now. But I'm the first of the realest breed through Jesus Christ.
All right, y'all. All right. Man, I'm telling you, I love that song. When I first heard that, I said, oh, wait a minute. I ain't never heard nobody do a gospel rap off of Tupac. Not that song. And I'm telling you, he was representing for sure. And so now we're going to go straight. I want to make announcement right now that our sister Esther Jones will post a link to buy the book on my page, okay? So we want y'all to be looking out, and I'm going to be resharing it as well. And so we just thank God for that. Right now we're going to go and let her wrap it up a little bit, and then we're going to say a word of prayer, and then we're going to end it off with a song going off the airwaves, and then we just encourage y'all to tune back in here tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern time, because we're coming in with the Quiet Storm gospel jazz tunes by our brother Dante Daugherty of Saginaw, Michigan, and of Transparent the Band. Ooh, y'all in for a treat. Do y'all hear me? Awesome jazz. And at the very beginning of the intro, we're going to be playing a song from our brother Ben Tankard. So links will be posted for all to hear. Get ready. After we get off this broadcast, you got time to eat, do what you got to do, and come join us again. Links will be posted because each link is different. So you won't click on this link to hear us. This link is strictly just this show only. And I want to make mention, too, that after this show is over with, you all can re-listen to it again. It will never be erased. You can go on the same link sometime next year and hear the same show. You can also download it. So that's the great part that I love about Blog Talk Radio. So now we're going to bring our sister back on with us. Hey, Sid.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah. Yes, I'm telling you, I am really, like I said, thanking God.
Thank you for having me on here. You, my dear friend, thank you for having me. Just, hello to everybody from Detroit, St. Louis, California, overseas, Nigeria, Africa. I actually just came back from Africa, the whole Jordan, South Africa area, Trinidad, so you can get to Kansas City, get my people in hands, talk to Oklahoma, yes. And I just want to say thank y'all for listening, thank y'all for supporting me, buying the book, whatever you're going to do. You know, just my Facebook page, Esther Jones, Twitter, Esther Jones, Instagram, Esther Jones, underscore. So, you know, follow me, let's connect, let's stay connected, any questions or anything, people. So that's what I do.
All right. Well, we thank God for you being on with us, sister, and we're going to say a word of prayer, and then I'm going to let you go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for this great platform that you have given us to be heard all over the world. Lord, we thank you for our sister Esther that has been on today sharing of your goodness, God, how that you accepted and opened up your arms, oh God, even through the things that she went through in the past, God. We thank you that you still yet loved her and that you forgave her, oh God, and that you have mercy and grace over her life, God, and you accepted her, God, and that you're using her mightily for your kingdom. So, Lord, I ask now that you will continue to bless her. Lord, let those books get so sold, get so so many sales that it will be sold out and she will have to continue to keep on and keep on. Lord, I ask now that that your wealth, Lord, will fall upon her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God, that she will have more than enough, that she will never lack in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now that you're shielding her right now, God, that your blood is upon her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that your angels encamp around about her. And, Lord, I thank you now that more doors, hallelujah, great avenues will be open all over the world for her, God, in the name of Jesus. Major doors, God, that will take her by surprise, that she will look and say, oh, wow, what is happening here? But, Lord, it will be you, and she will know that it will be you. And, Lord, I thank you that even through this book, through her testimony, that many souls will be saved, set free, healed, delivered, restored in Jesus' name. And so now, God, we ask that you will even protect her there on the road as she traveled to Louisiana, oh God, that you will cover her and bring her back safely. And then we just lift up everyone that is listening in all over the world. Lord, you know what our battles are. You know what our weak points are as well as our strong points. And God, we ask now that those souls that have been crying out, saying that I want to come to you, God, I don't know how, I'm just too far gone. Lord, we ask now that right now, especially on tonight, God, that your oil will rest upon them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you will open up their ear gates, Lord, and that you will speak to them and let them know it doesn't matter about what they have done, and that no demon, no one from the pits of hell, no demons, no witches, warlocks, nothing has control over them, that you rule and that you save. And God, that spirit and that spell will be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that they are coming in right now, God. We thank you for Snoop, God, right now. We thank you for T.I. We thank you for Bootsy. We thank you for Nelly. We thank you for everybody in that industry, God. There's thousands of them that will come to you. It don't matter how much hypnotic and hen and the yak that they're drinking. It doesn't matter how much weed they smoke and how much PCP they own and sniffing. And it doesn't matter for what they've done, God. But all that matters, Lord, that you know that they are generals in you. And we speak it right now in the atmosphere, and we seal it with your blood now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, God, wake them up. Shake them up even in the midnight hour as they get high. God, speak to them and let them know that you have some far more greater. There's more millions and millions and millions in you that they still will have a name lifted in you. Hallelujah. Most of all, it will be lifted in the heavens of eternal life, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that these souls, we're calling them in, God, right now. In the name of Jesus. And those that's listening in the different states and countries, oh God, Lord, we ask that you will save and set free and deliver and restore and heal right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, sister, right now. We thank you right now being on with us. And it's been an honor. And I just want to let you know you can keep resharing this link. For those that wasn't able to hear the show, they still will be able to click on and listen in, so you can let them know that they won't be able to call in and listen to it, but they'll be able to click on the links, and they can also download it, and you can too, sister. You can download this and put it on CD or have it for your records, but the shows are downloadable. So I wanted to let you know that. And feel free, as you said, post up on the page about the books. I will help promote that. We get the people going on and order their books on today, tomorrow, whatever day. But we're going to keep this thing going because I know it's a great book. I can't wait to read it. And I know many will be set free by this book in Jesus' name. And I look forward to having you back on real soon with us, sis, so you can share an update of what God is doing and what is happening. Until then, I know we're going to still stay connected. We're still going to be talking and everything. So I just thank God for that, that we are family. And I just thank the Lord for your life. Anything else you would want to say, sis, before we go off the air?
Nothing. It's just an honor to be on the show. I thank everybody for listening and tuning in. And just to support your show, to support the radio station. Because radio is not free, y'all. You know, I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time. So just support her for the work that she do. Angels of Melody, you know, just as you be led, go to her PayPal or deposit the funds. See how you can be a blessing to her. And she has so many people, and she play your music, and she give you interviews. You know, it's a good just so back into her life, because that's, she promotes for free, you know, so just be a blessing to her life. And that's all. Everybody have a good weekend and be safe.
All right, sis, well, we definitely going to be talking later, keeping in contact, and you better text me some of that gumbo and that Popeye's chicken.
I got your gumbo.
All right, sis, love you much.
All right, love you too.
All right, y'all. We thank God. I'm telling you, for our sister, Esther Jones, formerly known as Star Jones, live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for all of y'all listening in right now on this show. We ask that you would tune in on tonight, like I said, to the Quiet Storm Jazz Night with our brother Dante Daugherty. I'm excited. I can't wait. At 10 p.m. Eastern Time, links will post. And saying that, God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. And we're going to go off these airways with our brother Stein in Hallelujah. God bless you.
In the middle of the storm, you came and showed the way. As hard as it was for me, you made it clear to me that I needed to put things right with you. Now see, I'm crossing over, I'm taking over. This is my time and I'll never go back. Just wanna say thank you, Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every single day that comes, just wanna feel your love. It's overwhelming, overtaking, just wanna praise your name. Everybody look down on me, they thought I never rise. Never gave up for me, now see they all wanna be my friends. They know I'm living big, thanks for making me shine. This is my time and I never go back, back, back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I love the Lord.
This is just my time to give you everything. Oh, Lord. Cause everything I am is all because of you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the King of Kings, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
needs a lot of love.